These kids are from Woodland Hills Academy, and one of our students even went to the same elementary school that I went to, although it's now closed. So we're going to meet everybody. There are 8 students that are here today. I'm really proud of you all, and I'm so happy that we have all of you here, way to represent. And we're just going to sort of go around the table here. You get to be first. What's your name?
Ryan.
And can you tell me how old you are? And then if you have any shout outs or hellos you would like to give.
I'm 11 years old. A shout out to Jack Radigan. He's not here, but he helped us a lot.
Oh, great. He was unable to be here today. Well, thanks, Ryan. Oh, Ryan, what community do you live in?
Churchill.
Great. And now let's see who's sitting next to Ryan.
Hi, Ethan.
Hi, Ethan. How old are you?
I'm 11.
Nice to have you here. I just realized, Ryan, you've been here before, I think, and you've called us before, too. Where do you live?
I live in Forest Hills.
Great. Nice to meet you. Any shout-outs?
Yeah, my mom and my sister who are listening at home, and my dad is here right now. So.
Excellent. I'm glad you're here. And then from Ryan and Ethan, we are going to go to you. Hi.
Hi.
And tell me your name, age, and community.
I'm 11, and my name is Angela, and I live in Forest Hills.
Wonderful. And anybody you would like to say hello to? Or shout-outs or acknowledgments?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you. It's great to have you with us. And next we have who?
My name's Carson.
Hi, Carson. How old are you?
I'm 11.
And at what community do you live in?
I live in Wilkinsburg.
Excellent. What's nice to meet you. Any shout-outs or hellos?
My grandpa, he listens to this like every day.
He does.
Not every day, like a lot.
Every week. Well, he has very good taste. He must be a really smart man. And I'm happy to hear that. That's Carson. And now next to Carson, we have who?
I'm Tommy.
Hi, Tommy.
I'm 12 years old and I live in Forest Hills.
Nice to meet you. And any shout outs at all?
I'd like to give a shout out to Lou and Kathy.
And who are they?
They're Miss Pearson's family.
Got it. It's always, I always like to figure out who's who. It's just kind of fun to do. And
I'd also like to give a shout out to Callie, my sister, and my Woodland Hills basketball team.
Excellent. Fantastic. Who's your coach?
My dad.
Wonderful. Nice to meet you. And now we can use the purple microphone. Thank you. What's your name?
Hello, I'm Eves.
Hi, Eves. And how do you spell Eves?
Y-V-E-S.
We were talking about Eves this morning. Very early. Do you know another person named Eves, sort of a famous person? He's a designer.
Not sure.
His name is Yves Saint Laurent, spelled the same way as your first name. And we were looking for things you can wear that start with the letter Y. And somebody said an Yves Saint Laurent suit. Because he's a designer.
I am 11 years old, and I live around Churchill.
Excellent. And anybody you'd like to say hello to?
I want to give a shout-out to my dad, who's listening right now, and my mom and my brother that are right outside listening to us, too.
Yeah, what's your brother's name? I saw him before.
Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Excellent. And then finally, we have these two. What's your name?
Mia.
Mia, you were here early, weren't you? I saw you poking your head in a little bit earlier. How old are you and where do you live?
I'm 12 years old and I live in Turtle Creek.
Nice to meet you. It's so much fun. I know all your neighborhoods really, really well. Wilkinsburg, Turtle Creek, Forest Hills, Churchill. And I want to ask you what streets you live on, but we'll do that off the air, but I feel like I'm back home. Any shout-outs to anyone?
I'd like to give a shout-out to my Uncle Mike. He's listening from Florida.
Great. Anybody else?
And Jayla. She helped work on our app with us.
Great. Well, hi, Jayla. And it's nice for you to remember folks who couldn't be with us here today. And then finally, I think we have you. Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
And what's your name?
Annalise.
And can you, how old are you? Where do you live?
I'm 11 years old, and I live in Forest Hills.
And any shout-outs?
Sophie and Haley, who also helped us on the app.
Excellent. Now, I have to have a little local fun here. Who's been to Drew's on Ardmore Boulevard?
Me.
Almost. Okay, how about Vincent's Pizza? A couple. How about Susie's in Wilkinsburg, the diner, the East End Diner? Okay, I'm not, I gotta try to get one more. The Coons on Brown Avenue. Okay, I missed you, huh? I haven't matched up with anything yet. Shoot, I'll keep working on that. But it's nice to have you all here from Woodland Hills Academy. I'd like you folks to do most of the talking here. Who can tell me about what the challenge was and how you addressed it? Who can tell me about what the Fairchild Challenge asked you to do? These guys are all, I wish we could have you in Congress. You're all deferring to each other and listening.
We had to design an environmental app that could be used on a device.
Okay, and it simply, that was the only constraint, come up with an app that helps the environment?
Yeah.
Great, and who can tell me how you approached it?
First, we had a learning screen. The first screen of the Go Echo app is designed to teach people about the environmental issues that contribute to climate change. When you open the app, you see an environmental issues menu. You can click on each issue to see a video that describes the environmental problem.
And what are the, can you tell me the issues that your app addresses, what they include?
Water pollution.
It looks like some of you, if you have a way you'd like to explain it to us, sort of planned out, feel free to share that with us.
Okay. Water pollution, acid rain, and solid waste pollution.
Say this a little louder so I can hear you.
Sorry. Water pollution, acid rain, and ozone depletion, and solid waste pollution.
Okay. So you open the app, and you see those four things that you can learn about. And if you press the button on each of those four, you see a video first.
You can click on each issue to see a video that describes the environmental problem, too.
Excellent. How did you come up? Did you actually make the videos? Or was that just in the design to be made later? Because you really have to come up with the whole architecture first, right?
Yeah.
We made an advertisement about... Go Echo that told you what the issue was and how to use the app and how to make a difference in the environment.
So this was to get people to download the app and to make it stand out. Do you think your app would be free?
Yes.
Okay, so you want to get people to... I think it does have to be. I don't pay for too many apps myself. In addition to seeing the videos, are there other hooks on it that you can do?
After you've learned about the environmental issues, the thinking segment of Go Echo allows you to consider environmental actions that you can take to reduce climate change and other issues. This screen presents a menu of environmental actions. You can click on the action to see a video that describes it.
Okay, so for each of your four areas, let me see if I can remember them. One was water pollution, I think, and then climate or ozone depletion, solid waste, and I'm missing one. Which one am I missing?
Acid rain.
Acid rain, okay. So what are some of the things that you can do to address those issues that the app would teach you about? Let's start with acid rain. Or you could pick whichever one you'd like.
You could, to help water pollution, you could stop fracking because when there's runoff for fracking, it goes into the water and pollutes it.
Yeah, runoff is a big source of water pollution, even from development and construction of any type, if it's not controlled properly. Any other water pollution tips that the app gives you?
People dump oil in the rivers, and they shouldn't do that. Like, it should sort of help.
Like, dumping all their waste in the oceans and rivers, it's polluting the water.
Excellent. And a lot of storm sewers and streets mm-hmm. go directly to waterways, and that would be something you'd want to avoid doing too, I think,
yeah.
Just to be sure. Now, you also had solid waste. What would your solid waste tips be?
To recycle as much as you can.
Yeah, and buy recycled products that are recycled.
Excellent. And let's see, left is acid rain or ozone. Were there any suggestions there?
Factories, like when they're like coal, like energy factories that run on coal and stuff, when they produce waste that goes into the air.
And pollutes the air
and depletes.
Depletes the ozone layer. So there's a big gap in the ozone layer. So if we stop the pollution in the air, we can restore that ozone layer.
Excellent. There's more I want to ask you guys, but that goes beyond the app. But before we do that, is there anything else any of you would like to tell me about the app that you made?
The third phase of the Go Eco app is designed to get people to put down their phones and engage in positive environmental actions. After thinking about actions that can help with environmental issues, you can earn points for completing environmental actions. This is how it works. You can complete an environmental action and capture the action on video, and you upload the video to the Go Eco app. For each action that is completed, you unlock a small segment of a video highlighting an eco adventure, and screenshots from videos will begin to fill in a globe, and each screenshot earns you points. And when the globe is full, you earn 5,000 points. And you can either use those points to purchase a raffle ticket to be entered in a drawing to win the Eco Adventure featured in the video, or the points can be donated to funding an environmental cause. And after you fill a globe, you can do more actions to keep filling even more globes.
What a cool idea. So run me through the three phases again. The first one is what?
The first one is learning.
Say that again?
The first one is learning.
And those are the four videos that you can look at.
Yeah.
And then the second phase?
Well, there's also more problems. Like, there's more videos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's more than four. More than four problems.
Because there are a lot of environmental issues that we can deal with.
Okay, so there's a whole... You've got room for expansion and as many issues as you put. And then what's the second phase?
Thinking?
Yes.
About those problems. And then the third phase is action?
Yeah, the third phase is the taking action where you can help solve those problems.
What a great thing. Is there anything else I should know or we should know?
Well, the taking action part is so that we can get people to get off their phones and make a difference in the environment, and so that we can solve these problems.
Environmental issues.
That makes a lot of sense, because here you are designing an app that is supposed to encourage people to do things for the environment, but part of that might include getting outside and appreciating it more. You were going to say something.
Part of the challenge was to create the app so people could get off their phones and help with the environmental issues. That was part of the challenge.
Well, you all did an amazing job. How do you feel about the environment now, just going beyond your app? Does anybody have any comments or anything that concerns you, or any advice you might have for people that might have a little more power than you do right now? I think you have a lot of power, actually, but any suggestions or things you wish people would consider?
Well, like, I think people should, like, consider not littering and recycling more. Like, factories and all kinds of buildings and stuff are using, like, a lot of energy that isn't reusable, like solar panels are reusable. I don't know, like compost and stuff. Like, people don't do that a lot, and I think they should more.
So that was Ethan, littering and renewable energy as things to consider. Ryan, did you have something to add?
Fossil fuel consumption, we need to figure out a way to stop that, like alternative energy sources.
Anybody else?
Big companies just asking to reduce the pollution in the air, so for that ozone layer, so we can restore it.
That's Eve's good suggestion. Anybody else with some other action steps or things, whether they were in this project or not, things you think that would be good for the environment?
Well, a lot of issues have happened from humans, and I think if we stop destroying some things that are going around, like deforestation as well, that's from humans, and if we stop making these negative actions, then we can improve our environment.
Thanks, Annalise. That's great. Anybody else?
Like the greenhouse effect with all cars polluting the atmosphere. Like, that's what happened to Venus, like, really, really, like, a long time ago, billions of years. It was like Earth once, and the greenhouse effect, like, made it like it is now, and there, you can't have life on it anymore. So.
Excellent. Anybody else that hasn't had a chance to add one? Not a quiz. I just want to be sure you get a chance. You guys are really great. I feel a lot more confident about the future after talking to all of you today. Did anybody want to say something they didn't get a chance to? Any acknowledgments? Who's this woman sitting over here?
Mrs. Pearson, of course. She's helped us a ton throughout the app and just the gifted program in general.
Well, excellent. Well, congratulations to all of you. I have a feeling I'm going to be seeing you again during the Fairchild Challenge, if not for other features. And thanks so much for being with us. Woodland Hills Academy, congratulations.
Thank you.